Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, you may have heard about the UK government activating emergency measures to ease prison overcrowding as more rioters are being sentenced for their role in the recent unrest there. This system, it's known as Operation Early Dawn. It sees defendants who are waiting for a court appearance kept in police cells now until prison space is available. More than 1,000 people were arrested in connection with violent disorder following those riots in England and Northern Ireland earlier in the month. That's according to the National Police Chief's Council. Well, Mark Paul is London correspondent with the Irish Times and he's on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
Very well. And I'm very interested to talk to you about attending court to see some of those rioters and their appearances. But before we get to that, the Prison Officers Association in the UK, they've said now that this is the biggest influx that they've seen in some time, all at the one time. What are the average sentences being handed down to these people who were involved in the riots?
Well, the people who are being sentenced at the moment are people who have pleaded guilty. So they haven't gone through a trial and they pleaded guilty. And because they pleaded guilty, they get a credit for that. So the maximum sentence for violent disorder, which is what most of them are charged with, is 5 years. But if you plead guilty, you get a one-third credit for that. So in theory, the maximum that most of them can get is 3 years and 4 months. Now, there is a separate offence of rioting, which has a maximum sentence of 10 years. That's a much, much more difficult thing to prosecute. So at the moment, they're mostly going with violent disorder, and 3 years, 4 months being the maximum, and a lot of them getting pretty close to that.
Yeah, and you were in Sheffield Crown Court and you witnessed the absolute shock on the faces of those who were being sentenced and also their family members who were there as well. They clearly didn't expect to get a sentence anywhere near what they got.
No, I mean, I wanted to go up to court and just, I suppose, see the faces of some of the rioters and also see the reactions of some of their families, just to see, you know, was there a kind of a contrast between that sort of hot atmosphere of a riot and, I guess, the cold, hard reality of a courtroom. And I guess what I found was that, you know, there really is a big difference in that. I mean, I went up there sort of expecting that a lot of the rioters will be, I mean, I don't know, young kids who had been, leaned on by older adults and told what to do. But I found a real mixture of people. I mean, in the one day and then one morning following that I spent in the courtroom, I saw people sentenced to jail and between the ages of 18 and 61. A good handful of them owned their own businesses, for example. I mean, some of them had construction businesses or landscaping businesses. And their reactions, some of them were on video link from prison and some of them appeared in court. They were all in custody already, having pleaded guilty and knew and had been told that they were going to go to prison for reasonably relatively long periods, but the reactions of their families as well were very interesting, and I suppose quite distressing, I guess, as well, to witness as well just what happens when you look down upon a court and you realise that this person who has pleaded guilty to taking part in a riot, a racist riot, at a hotel, it was all around the one incident, and to realise that they're going to prison for quite a long time. And I observed that with great interest.
Like, there was one man who told the court that he was just out walking his dog. So how did he explain how you go from walking your dogs to being involved in a riot?
That's right. I mean, almost all of the people who I witnessed, it was in relation to a hotel riot at the Holiday Inn Express in just north of Rotherham in Yorkshire. And this guy, Glyn Guest, lived nearby, 60 years of age, said he was out walking his dogs. And that, you know, the judge asked his defence barrister, well, why did you go along to this disorder and to this protest? And his barrister said, look, he couldn't really explain it, that he just got kind of drawn into it and he went out of curiosity. I mean, what I really noticed about Glyn Guest, he appeared from jail over video link, although his family was in a public gallery. He was in a really bad way, this man, aged 61 years of age. He was whimpering and crying to himself. And before the court proceedings kicked off, I noticed he was rocking in his chair, hugging himself, and clearly in great difficulty. It was explained to the judge that he had anxiety and depression. But then there was body cam footage played in court, and which showed that on five occasions he sort sort of got up in the faces of riot police, I guess, who were riot shields. And then on the sixth occasion, he pulled at one of the riot shields, causing a police officer to fall to the ground. And for that, he was sentenced to 2 years and 8 months in prison. I looked up at his family. It was a woman who was identified by his barrister as his partner, and then two young men who I assume were his sons or possibly her sons. And they all looked absolutely devastated by what was going on. And of course, the judge kept reminding Glyn Guest that, look, you are the author of your own misfortune. And the difficulty that this is causing your family is all down to you. And the stupidest thing you ever did was to not just walk your two dogs that day.
Mm. And then you had Elliot Ragg, and you mentioned that some of these people owned their own businesses. Was he was one of those people, was he?
Well, yeah, Elliot Ragg was somebody who had worked in the same job since he was 16 years of age. He had a very solid employment record. He was 23, or he is 23 now. The very, very interesting thing about Elliot Ragg, look, he was again involved in a riot for, I suppose, look, not, it wasn't a crime of the century. He was part of a gang that had hemmed in some of the police against the wall of the hotel and were chanting at them, I suppose, with these almost football hooligan-like slogans. And Elliot Ragg, he has a three-year-old daughter, and his partner, the mother of his daughter, was up in the public gallery. And I spent a long time not looking at a judge, but watching the interaction between Elliot Ragg and his girlfriend up in the public gallery. I mean, she was utterly bereft. She was sobbing. She collapsed on a couple of occasions when the judge made it clear how long he was going to sentence Elliot Ragg for. Elliot Ragg managed to maintain his composure, a big, fit, muscular young man, but his shoulders were heaving and you could see he was on the verge of something. And again, I think it was anytime the judge mentioned his three-year-old daughter, the mother of that child again became even more upset. And he was sentenced to 2 years and 4 months. And so, you know, assuming he serves at least half of that, it's going to be well over a year before his three-year-old daughter sees him a free man again.
Yeah, it's life-changing, isn't it, for these people who got involved?
Life-changing, and of course their own fault, because I mean, later on that night, I actually went up to the hotel and saw the aftermath of what these people were involved in, and I mean, they had completely wrecked the place. You know, I mean, there was more than 20 windows smashed in it. There was no asylum seekers in the hotel because they all had to be shipped out in the dead of night. But again, all of these guys were facing the consequences in real time in the cold hard reality of that court.
And the people you've described so far, I mean, they were obviously very sheepish, very shocked about what was about to happen to them. There was one man, though, who didn't seem to be that surprised or upset. He was sort of smirking a bit, was he, as he was being sentenced?
There was a guy called Stuart Bolton. He was aged about 38 years of age. He was actually standing or sitting in the dock behind glass with Elliot Ragg. They sort of did them as a kind of a group together, and they sentenced them together. Stuart Bolton, a very small, very muscular man, he had told police that he had anger issues because, in his own words, he was a small man. And he said he had no. He smirked a lot during the proceedings. That was very, very noticeable. Smirked a lot at what the judge was saying. His barrister told the court that he had no political leanings or racist feelings towards immigrants at all. But then the judge wondered, well, why did you drive 50 miles to this riot with your wife and your 15-year-old son in the car? So the judge confiscated his car because he was driving without insurance and while disqualified. And this guy Stuart Bolton had a long history of violence. Arson, and the judge recounted an old tale about, you know, from his records about how he had chased a man down a road once with a baseball bat in a row over a child throwing yogurt. So Stuart Bolton was a reasonably hardened criminal. He got 2 years and 8 months in prison for his role in the Holiday Inn Express riot. But I mean, he hadn't thrown anything. And all he had done was chant very, very disgusting racist chants, which I couldn't repeat here on the national airwaves. But his barrister, the prosecuting barrister, read those out, and the judge again read the stuff out, and as those words were spoken, I mean, it was for those racist words really that he got sent to prison.
And tell me, you mentioned there that he drove 50 miles to the riots with his wife and his child. Did they stay for the riots, or did they just drop him off?
It was never said in court where the 15-year-old boy ended up, but the wife, she had the good sense, in the judge's words, to turn around and drive off in the car. Now, it was a Mercedes car, and the car was still confiscated from them. But Stuart Bolton obviously liked what he saw when he got there and saw the febrile atmosphere and stayed for the riot, got involved in that racist chanting, and ended up in prison.
So, Mark, the sentences that have been handed down, how do they compare with similar events in the past or similar offences that we've seen in the past, perhaps? perhaps the last riots back in 2011 in London?
Well, from people that I've spoken to, they are reasonably similar, maybe slightly harsher this time. I mean, the judge in this case, the recorder of Sheffield, is to give him his official title, he said that every sentence that he was handing out for this particular incident had an uplift of 6 months attached because of the racist element. He also said that, you know, the only mitigation that he was really taking into account for anybody was their guilty plea. And he said that his main concern was to protect the public. So these were very, very, very harsh sentences, I suppose, in the grand light of things. But I think the judge was kind of telegraphing that it wouldn't be a bad idea for the UK Parliament to look at these sentences and see if maybe the 5-year maximum for violent disorder needed to be increased. He made reference to this in every single sentencing. He said, look, it's the job of Parliament to answer the question as to whether or not the 5-year maximum is enough, which I suppose, reading between the lines, maybe was some sort of a message from the judge that he felt his hands were tied. So Britain has come down incredibly hard on these rioters, and there's an awful lot more of this to come, and they expect these prisons to fill a lot more quickly, particularly in the north and Midlands of England, and that's why Operation Early Dawn has been invoked.
And just on that, I mean, for these people who were sentenced, the other challenge that their families might face is that they'll be serving those sentences a very long way, in some cases, from home.
That's right. I mean, some of the prisoners who were being beamed in by video link into the Sheffield court were in Doncaster and Peterborough, which is a little bit further away, but not a million miles away. But of course, and because British jails are operating at more than 99% occupancy rate, and when a space becomes available, these guys, in a sense, could be sent anywhere, and that brings a greater harshness on this for their family. And the judge made some reference to that, that for families who have to travel. But look, they'll have to go wherever they're sent. They don't have a choice at where they're being sent. And the only choice that they had, I suppose, on the day was whether or not to get involved in the riot. And they made their own choice. And a lot of them are now paying a very, very heavy price.
Oh, it's a fascinating insight into how it all went. Mark Paul, thanks very much for joining us from London. Coming up next, ER, Grey's Anatomy, Scrubs, how true to life are medical dramas? We're going to take a closer look at that after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.